We're going to talk some racing now, and great news today with the Kosciuszko. Tickets are for sale, and joining us is the Chief Operating Officer at Racing New South Wales, Graeme Hinton. How are you, Graeme?
Very good, thanks. Thanks for having me, guys.
No, great to talk to you as always on the Big Sports Breakfast. So what are the details on sale today? Where can we get them? How much are they?
A Kosciuszko tickets, $5 for a ticket, and you win a chance to win a share in the $1.3 million prize money on the Kosciuszko, which is on Everest Day on Saturday, 17 October. You buy the tickets in the Tab app, Tab website, or at any of your local Tab venues.
And when will the winners be drawn or announced, Graeme?
So we'll draw 14 winners on the 9th of September, and each of those winners will essentially win a slot in the race. It's not dissimilar to a mini version of the Everest. So if you win, you'll own a slot in the Kosciuszko. You'll go and pick a horse out that you want to represent you. And then on the day, you'll be standing there cheering with the owners because you'll get a share of that horse's prize money.
And it's only New South Wales residents, Graeme, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
And just, you know, the romance of this race and getting people involved who can own a horse on a day for a $1.3 million race has created some great stories, hasn't it, Graeme?
Look, it has. It's been an enormous concept since we launched in 2018. I still remember I had the pleasure of calling the winners after we drew the first lot in year one. And the group of blokes, it was a punters club, actually, that I called that ended up having the winning horse. And they picked Belle Flyer. It was a 70-1 shot to win the race when they picked it. And everyone thought they were mad. And I still remember on the day watching them jumping up and down and cheering because they'd backed it for a mozza. They'd won their share of the slot. And it was a group of mates all together that had always punted as a group. Like, it was a perfect scenario. It was sensational to see.
Yeah. Graeme, just on that, if you know, if someone's listening out there and they don't know how it all works and they buy, you know, one or two tickets and they happen to win the slot, is there a chance that, or how do they go about you know, getting the horse and how do they find the horse? Is there a network that may be able to help them get in touch with people, or how do they go about finding the trainers and horses?
Yeah, so we know that that's sort of a big ask for someone to, especially if you're new to the industry. So what we do is we assist through that process. So we'll draw up a list of all the leading contenders for the race with all the contact details. We brief them in as soon as they win and to some extent hold their hand through that process to make sure they, you know, that they get the right deal, that they get a good horse to partner with, and they enjoy the experience. So there's nothing to be afraid of in terms of the complexity of it. We'll make sure, you know, that it all goes smoothly and that you're there on the big day.
Now, people can buy as many tickets as they want, can't they?
100% right. So what we see is punters club throwing in together and buying a big batch between them and hoping they get out there on the day, which has happened. We also see quite a lot of horse owners actually thinking, well, geez, the best way for me to get the horse in the race is to win a weigh-in. That way I get the whole prize money. So a lot of horse owners that have got contenders in the race are going out and buying hundreds of tickets.
Yeah. And a couple of months ago, we probably all thought that it wasn't going to be crowds back at the footy and back at the races, but we look as though we're on track to have a crowd out there as well.
Well, it's looking very likely. Yeah, that's right. So certainly anyone buying a ticket will be pretty confident they'll be there on the day.
Just on crowds as well, Graeme, we've had some texts in regards to, say, the Grafton Carnival coming up. Have you got any more information as to what sort of crowds would be able to go to, say, some of those country meetings and carnivals that are coming up in the next month or two?
We're working on it furiously, and I think the key point there is obviously a lot less risk in the country, so there's no active cases, and what we're hoping to put something out shortly to be able to give people a guide.
Just also on the ticket sales, why is it just New South Wales and not the ACT as well, giving an ACT horse can run in the race?
Yeah, look, it's a fair question. It is quite a complicated competition approval. So we're quite fortunate the New South Wales government understood what we were trying to achieve, but it isn't actually something that other sort of jurisdictions have in their framework to approve as a competition. So it's not that we didn't want to include the other states. It just wasn't something that they would be able to approve as a competition the way that it's structured.
So the tickets are on sale today, $5 a ticket. So they get on the Tab app or go to their local Tab to buy them?
Yeah, that's right. So it should be on the home screen of your Tab app. Should be first thing you see on the EBT if you're in a Tab venue, or ask an operator for some assistance if need be. Buy as many as you like. And the other key point I'll make, if you do buy it out of a venue, you can register the ticket on the website, thekosciuszko.com.au, And that just means if you do win with one of those tickets at a retail venue, we've already got your details there to give you a call and know who you are.
Great stuff. Well, it's been a great concept, Graham, and gets every regular punter a chance to be involved on, well, the best racing day of the year. Great to talk to you.
No problems at all, and good luck, guys.